flushing toilets 10 times, 15 times.
Impressive.
As opposed to once.
Welcome to the UPHCA Pipeline Podcast, where issues and concerns, legislative news, and anything and everything about the plumbing and HVAC industry will be discussed. Guests will provide insight into who they are and their role in the industry. We're excited to offer this service to our trade and industry. Today we have Vic Bachman, who is the owner of Mike Bachman Plumbing, and we'll get into kind of the history of his company. He is also currently a new member of the board of directors of the UPHCA. So welcome, Vic. We appreciate you being here.
Well, thanks for having me, Dave.
Hey, tell me a little bit about yourself. Are you from the Ogden area, born and raised?
Yeah, I was born and raised here in Ogden. My father was Mike Bachman, owned Mike Bachman Plumbing. But yeah, I just raised here, grew up as a plumber, basically. Worked with my dad ever since I can remember. So
now there's quite a history of Bachman Plumbing in Ogden area, isn't there?
Yeah, so my great-great-grandfather, Casper Bachman, started Bachman Plumbing in 1915. He claimed he was the first licensed plumber in the state of Utah. I have his plumbing license hanging on my wall here in my office. But he was number 165, it says on his license number. I don't know how they licensed him back then, but he always claimed that he was the first plumber in Utah.
Oh, interesting.
But he started that back in 1915. Before then, he worked for A.W. Meek as a plumber, and he dug wells and did different things for A.W. Meeks back then. But then he started Bachman Plumbing. My dad worked for Bachman Plumbing when he was young, and then in the late 70s, Mike split off, went on his own, started Mike Bachman Plumbing, and was just doing repairs, residential repairs at that time, which we are still doing today. We specialize in residential repairs. I took over from my dad about 3 years ago. He went into retirement. He still comes in and bothers me every so often. But
that's great.
Yeah, so we're working here today. I have a business partner named Chad Roylance, and then my sister Jennifer Keener is also a partner with me here in the company.
Oh, very good. Okay. Now, you said residential. Do you get into any commercial or new construction or just residential?
We just do residential repairs. We do commercial repairs for toilets and plug sewers and that kind of thing, but we don't do any new construction at all.
Okay. All right. And your service area is northern Utah?
Yes, northern Utah. We basically go from North Salt Lake up to the Idaho border, past Logan, Tremont area there. Then we'll go from Colville to the east. We need to. We can go up there. But we have a fairly large service area that we cover.
Very much so. Now, I know in your... We've talked... Well, when I first met Mike, your dad, he took me in the back warehouse, and he had all his cool restored cars, and I understand you do kind of the same thing.
Yes, I do. I restore cars. I don't use the plumbing shop as that. When I took over, I made my dad take all of his cars out of here.
Okay.
He tells people all the time that I told him to get his stuff and get out, but it wasn't quite that way. He had over 30 antique cars that he restored. That's his hobby that he loves. I actually got into that with him, helped him restore a lot of them. I have four of them myself now. So I have two Model A's, a 66 Mustang, and then I just finished a 1970 Volkswagen bus. But I refer to it more as a disease than a hobby.
Okay, very good. Is it addictive? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yes, it's very addictive, and it takes a lot of money to do. I mean, you put a lot of time and love into these cars, and they're usually never worth what you put into them.
Right.
People think, oh gosh, you got this car and it's worth so much money. It's like, yeah, but it's worth $40,000, but I put $60,000 in it.
Yeah.
That way. So.
Okay. Now I know that you also get into the honey business. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so that's another one of my diseases, I guess, but I actually refer to it as the hobby that got out of hand. I got into beekeeping probably about 20 years ago, just started beekeeping as a hobby. I actually own Deseret Hive Supply now, which is a beekeeping company located here in Ogden on Washington Boulevard. We have a full store. My wife runs that, but it's a basically for hobbyist beekeepers. We sell all the products, we teach classes, we sell bees, everything that the hobbyist beekeeper needs there. We actually have a kitchen where people can come and harvest their honey so they don't have to purchase the harvesting equipment.
Okay.
It's pretty fun. It was interesting. It's a neat hobby to be part of.
Is it a growing industry? You hear all about the death of bees and so forth.
Yes, so it's gotten really busy the last few years. In fact, COVID actually made it probably double from what it was before. It was
really
a big interest back then, but as soon as everybody was at home, I guess they wanted something to do. I thought, oh, that'd be fun. So it's really helped out a lot for our business there.
Oh, very good. Okay. Was there a reason why you wanted to follow in your dad's footsteps in the plumbing profession? Was it something that just kind of was automatic, or was it a bright light that just came on one day?
Well, I think it was, I just was born to this job.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's just my whole life, you know, when I was little, I'd work with my dad, and I just always thought, why not? You know, I like to be a plumber. My brother, you know, tried it. It wasn't for him, but, you know, I just kind of stayed in it and worked with him forever, and I just really enjoyed it. I loved meeting new people. I think I liked the repair part more than, you know, used to do houses here and there, and I never really enjoyed that much. I liked to get out and visit with the people and, you know, and meet new people and have something new every single day. And that's what I like about the repair business, is that they get to do that. I'm a fifth generation plumber, so five generations. And then I have five boys myself, and three of them are plumbers that work for me.
Oh, very good. All right. Now, what do you feel is one of your biggest challenges as a business owner?
Biggest challenges?
Yeah.
Probably right now would be trying to find licensed plumbers or people that are interested in being plumbers.
Right. That's an industry-wide problem, isn't it?
It is. I mean, there doesn't seem to be a lot of interest in the trades right now. You know, I look at it, and people I interview and stuff, they want to have an easier job. You know, they don't want to get their hands dirty, per se. And it doesn't seem like the high school kids are even recognize that as something that they can do. We need to get the word out there and get some more people interested in it.
If you were talking to a bunch of high school students, you know, senior year or something, what would you tell them?
You know, I would tell them that plumbing is a great industry. It's not as bad as you would think it is, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're working with sewer and different things that, you know, it pays well. It's a good career. Everybody's going to always need plumbers. I tell people all the time, everybody poops.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
You know, so it's not one of those things that we can just get rid of. We've got to supply the water and get rid of the sewer that everybody has. You know, I tell people all the time, you know, it's something you can learn. If you decide you want to do something else, that's great. But once you know it, it's there and you can always fall back onto it.
Okay, very good. And I think there's a sense of pride, isn't there, knowing that you've done this and accomplished. You know, that's one of those things. You fix something and it's something you can sit back and say, hey, I accomplished this.
Yeah, I mean, that's an important part of it. The trades, whether it's plumbing, electrical, or they're all having the same trouble finding people, but it's stuff that we use every single day that we have. There's a poster hanging here on our wall that says, plumbers protect the health of the nation. If you think about that, we really do. If we didn't have the sewer systems and the fresh water that we have, what kind of shape would our country be in? So you look at these third world countries that don't have the fresh water, you can't drink the water out of their tap like we can here. It makes the whole population healthier and keeps us from having a lot of the diseases and things that are rampant in other places.
Very good, yes. What issues do you feel like we're facing in the industry? You mentioned plumbers, but is a supply chain issue affecting you and your company, or are you able to get the supplies that you need?
It's difficult right now. We just never know. Can we get this? Can we not? One day we get it, the next day call it while we're out, and it's going to be 6 weeks till we get more, or even longer sometimes. And then the prices are changing every single day. It makes it real difficult to kind of figure out, what do I charge for this? Yesterday I charged this much, but now the next time I get one, it's the price is totally different, and so it's affecting it a lot. I also think that the green issues are a challenge that we're dealing with, having high efficiency water heaters or ultra low NOx or water saving issues that we're looking at right now, is trying to figure out how to save water. And, you know, all these things are great, but also causes other issues down the line that we don't think about.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. Now, just going back to your personal, when you have a chance to just sit back and relax, do you like to read a book or watch a movie? And if so, what type of books and what type of movies do you like?
With two businesses, I don't get a lot of time.
No, I bet not.
To relax. But, you know, I do like movies. I like science fiction movies. I think Star Wars, the original Star Wars, is probably one of my favorite movies.
Okay.
I do listen to a lot of books on tape as I'm driving around on the job. I was just looking at the other day with some of my employees. I have over 360 books on tape that I've listened to in the past.
Wow.
Because I'm in the car a lot, so instead of listening to music, I do that. I've got ranges from science fiction to, you know, history, you know, all kinds of different things that I go through, because you kind of get tired of listening to the same kind of stories.
Right. Well, very good. All right. And what season of the year do you like the most?
Well, the older I get, the warmer I like it to be. But
okay, that's.
You know, I love to ski, but I also like to scuba dive. So I like kind of. I don't really have a favorite. I just, whatever season it is, I have something that I enjoy doing.
All right. Why did, if I remember correctly, I met with you and Mike a few years ago. What attracted you to the UPHCA?
I think the biggest thing is the help that they give the industry, and helping with the laws and stuff that are getting made, and helps protect this profession, keeping people for that shouldn't be plumbers or are trying to do plumbing that aren't licensed and those kind of things. It helps protect us from that, and that's really important. You got to go to school for 4 years to be a plumber. We shouldn't just let anybody do it. There's a daily I go to places that, you know, a handyman or a homeowner has done themselves, and it's amazing that they haven't hurt somebody worse than they have, or killed somebody with some of the venting and the ice see on water heaters. And I just went to one the other day where they vented a tankless water heater in flux vent aluminum, went up and came back down, and I was like, you can't do this kind of stuff. You're going to get hurt. Or I've seen them where they vented regular water heaters in plastic, and the plastic's all melted because it can't handle the heat. And,
okay.
And it's just crazy. So we need to protect people from that. There's codes for a reason. We need to make sure that those things get followed.
There you go. Well, finally, the last question I'm asking all our guests. If you had a portrait studio in your home or office or your man cave or wherever, what would the three people you would have hanging on the wall? What portraits would you have hanging on the wall? People that you admire, people that you look up to. What three would you have hanging?
I think the one I would have the most, which is one that I have here in my office right now, I'm looking at, is a picture of great-great-grandfather.
Okay.
Family members are important. You know, I look up to them.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking at this one with Casper Bachman and actually A.W. Meeks in it. They're in their shop with some old toilets and stuff around them. And I'm thinking, man, that was a long time ago, and they already have old toilets hanging on the wall. And, you know, just looking at the stuff that they, you know, the galvanized piping and stuff, and I think the plumbing's changed a lot, and they had to work really hard back then to get the systems the way we have them now. So I believe that's important. A couple other people... a hard question to answer on this.
That's all right. You've given us some good insight into those that you admire and have had influence in your life. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. My employees, I should have pictures of them up there. So.
Oh, there you go. There you go. All right.
I just was reading the sign on my wall that says, "My job is to improve the life of my employees."
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, Vic, thank you very much for being a part of our podcast. And all our visitors listening in, we appreciate you being here. And we'd appreciate your feedback and suggestions of people you'd like to hear from our podcast. And you can send those in to dave@uphca.net. If you're interested in being a sponsor of the podcast throughout the year, or just an individual podcast, please contact me at the same email. And finally, a quote of the day from Ralph Waldo Emerson. Do not go where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path and leave a trail. Thank you very much, Vic, and have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks, Vic. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
People are flushing toilets 10 times, 15 times.
Impressive.
As opposed to once.